Denver's home for today's comedy, Comedy 103.1. It's Big Mike, and man, we got the entire crew in here that's going to be at Comedy Works downtown because it's the 35th anniversary celebration, and tonight and through this weekend, we have got SNL's own Pete Davidson. What's up, man?
Yay. Thank you for having me.
You got everybody going on tonight, man.
Yeah, I brought all the homies, Jordan Heavy and Dave Cyrus.
Okay. And they'll be performing with you this weekend at Comedy Works.
Yeah.
And so you can get those tickets at comedyworks.com. And, you know, what have you been up to, man?
I've just been chilling. I did this roast of Rob Lowe.
Yes, you did.
Because I said yes to do the next roast before they announced who they were roasting. So that's happening. That airs on Labor Day, I think.
Yeah.
September 5th.
This weekend.
Yeah.
And, you know, you said you did the roast, and at that roast, you know, we're in Denver, Colorado, home of the Super Bowl champions.
Yeah.
Denver Broncos.
Your God was there.
Our God was there, and you kind of went in on him a little bit based on the previews.
Yeah, he has a dumb head.
We're talking about Peyton Manning.
Yeah,
here,
Peyton
Manning.
But he's a really, really sweet man and a really good guy.
Yeah, you know, all the previews showed you going in on him. Was he able to get some hits back?
Oh, yeah. Okay, he hit all of us hard. I think he had the best set of the roast.
Just with his head, or did he actually say
no,
some jokes?
No, he hit us. He got everybody really good.
Oh, okay, good.
And he's a class act. That guy's a really good guy.
So that's the Comedy Central roast this weekend. Rob Lowe. And Peyton Manning will be on it. So, you know, besides Pete Davidson, you got to check it out because of Peyton Manning as well. So this weekend, you're at Comedy Works downtown. It's the 35th anniversary. We're one of the biggest clubs in the country. All the comedians come here, always speak highly of it. What's it like to be here, you know, celebrating 35 years of Comedy Works?
It's really nice to know that a club that's not an improv has lasted over, you know, any amount of time. I really hate working the improvs. And the Comedy Works... The Comedy Works is the sickest club ever.
Yeah.
All right, my friend Dave is breathing very heavily. But little does he know, I will never be in a position where I need to beg someone to work at a club ever again.
That's just because we're a mile high. He's just breathing. That's all he's doing.
Yeah.
That's just
no, Comedy Works is my favorite club to come in. It's everything here is a layup.
Yeah.
You know, the second you get here, you need to find weed, you go into a store. You know, and the club is right down the block from the condo.
Yep.
It's amazing.
And it's right there at 16th Street Mall,
just
which
everybody's
gives you
super
content just to walk
super
up
happy
down.
To be there, and it's a really good club. It's a really great club.
Like I said, you're here this weekend, and so tell me about who you brought. Who's performing with you tonight, man?
Dave Cyrus. He's a former SNL writer, and he writes for Triumph, and he's a great stand-up. We have Jordan Rock, who's on Love on Netflix, and Heavy, who is my friend. No,
those are some good credentials, was, Heavy.
Yeah.
I like that. What is it?
We're ready.
Are you ready for tonight?
Absolutely.
So do you guys go all over, you know, the country with him, or is this a one-time thing for this weekend? Or
We always travel together, pretty much. We did a bus tour over the summer, which was awful.
I did 5 days. That was good enough for me. Yeah. Bill on it for like the whole month. I did 5 days and that was good enough. My back was like, all right, it's time to go home.
5 out of 30 is good. 5 out of 30 is good.
Yeah, 30 out of 30 is awful.
It was actually pretty impressive too, just because Pete sold the tour out of no promo.
Oh, nice.
Oh, that's what Heavy's here for.
That's skills.
Yeah,
that's a good friend.
Just want to let you guys know, my friend, he's awesome. All right.
He's like, it was crazy.
Sold it all out.
Oh, here comes Dave.
And it was impressive that Heavy enjoyed the bus tour so much, since he was the only one who couldn't fit in the bus.
Yeah. All right, sit back in the corner.
We know who the bad friend is in the group. I see how it
is. Dave is the genius.
The genius of the group.
Yeah, and we're all just high around Dave.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right, keeps everything going.
No, Dave is the glue, for sure.
Dave is well read.
Yeah. And hung.
There you go, ladies.
Yeah, well read and hung.
35th anniversary at Comedy Works this weekend. Comedy Works downtown. Get tickets at comedyworks.com. So a lot of people know you from SNL, and, you know, as long as storied and, you know, groundbreaking as that show had been, you've actually made history on it because you're like the first guy that was born in the 90s to be on the show.
Yeah.
You know, for as long as that show's been around, everybody knows some of the classic moments from decades ago. And from, you know, did you grow up watching SNL?
I've never watched it.
Never watched
it. Still to this day, I've never watched it. It's not my type of comedy. No, I'm kidding. No, I appreciate being on that show. I just I grew up. I've seen the SNL sketches, but I've grown up in the YouTube generation, so I just thought they were YouTube sketches.
Right.
Like, I didn't know.
You never sat through the 60-minute show.
No, I just watched, like, Celebrity Jeopardy, Cowbell. Like, I've seen all that, but I just saw it on YouTube, and I was like, wow, these are, like, really highly produced YouTube sketches. And then later on, I found out they were SNL sketches. But, yeah.
Really good monologue, random monologue in the middle of nowhere.
SNL to me is kind of like the Beatles. Like, I'm like, I get it,
yeah,
but I'm not going to listen to it.
Right.
You know what I mean?
You'll listen to a song.
Yeah.
You won't sit there through the entire album.
Yeah, absolutely not.
And you also got your first Comedy Central special, Aaron, coming up later this year, right?
Yes. SMD comes out October 29th on Comedy Central at 10 p.m. So watch that. And, yeah.
What's SMD mean?
It's my dad's initials, but it also means something else. So I thought...
Something you're allowed to say or something
I
have to be?
I can't.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah, so.
It was your dad's initials. We'll stick with that.
Yeah, that's the way I'm going about it.
And that'll be out in October.
October. Very excited.
So with this being your first special, you know, obviously you've performed many times. What was it like putting this together and getting, you know, knowing that it's going to air and knowing it's going to be like the first time, you know, people got to see you do this kind of thing?
It's very relieving because I'm a stand-up and like, I've been doing stand-up for 7 years, so this is very, very... Every stand-up comic's dream is to have a special, so I'm very lucky that I got to do it very quickly.
Yeah.
Or quicker than others. So, yeah, I'm just excited. I hope people like it.
So, being able to, you know, go on the road with your friends and all that, when you're working on content for your show, do you bounce it off these guys? Or you guys
absolutely
bounce off each other? Or do you just go on stage so they can watch it for the first time?
It's a bit of both. I would say you run stuff by each other and, you know, you try it out on stage.
Yeah.
Tag, give people tags, you know. But we're all,
Yeah,
everybody helps each other out.
What got you started in comedy? What made you want to get into this and, you know, how did that grow from?
I was, me and my friends, wait, my friend. We didn't have any friends, so we used to go to comedy clubs. No,
you already had a different friend.
No, I met all of them post no friends. We went to comedy shows, and we just really enjoyed them, and then I just tried it.
Yeah, I'll never forget why I started doing comedy. Lil JJ. I saw Lil JJ on BET, and I was like, this guy, I can do that.
Yeah, I saw like Lil Duval do stand up, and I was like, "This guy's huge." I was like, "I'm about to break off barriers."
And then you were doing the roast with Justin Bieber, and you broke the barriers.
Oh, no. I got very lucky to do that. Everything I get is very lucky. This career is not going to last very long, so I'm just enjoying the wave. And
I don't know. Comedy Works doesn't just bring anybody for the 35th anniversary. So I think you're going to have a nice long story career, man.
Yeah, that'll be nice.
Yeah, I suspect.
Yeah, if I can work the Comedy Works every 3 months.
If you don't make it to their 40th anniversary, then never mind. I don't know. We'll see. Well, we want to thank you for making time for us. Like I said, this weekend here at Comedy Works Downtown, 35 years Comedy Works is celebrating. You can get those tickets at comedyworks.com while they last. You want to get those right now. It's going down downtown. And this weekend, we got the roast going down with Rob Lowe. You'll be on there roasting Peyton Manning as well.
Good times. Thank you, guys.
Thank you for stopping by,
man. Thank you. Check it out.